Wednesday marks 100 days until the Brexit deadline when the UK is scheduled to leave the European Union. There is concern that Brexit could bring the return of a hard border between Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK, and the Republic of Ireland, which will remain in the EU. Joining us now is Dan Mulhall, who's Ireland's ambassador to the United States. He's in Washington. Ambassador, welcome.
It's good to be here.
So, first of all, what do you think is going to happen? There's so much uncertainty around Brexit at this point.
Well, of course, from my government's point of view, we're looking for a situation where the outcome to these negotiations results in an open border on the island of Ireland and the closest possible relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union, because we are the country that has most at stake in this particular process, aside, of course, from the UK itself, because we have such close relations with the UK. So we look with great interests at what's happening in the United Kingdom at the moment. Of course, this is a matter for decision in the UK, but we are watching what's happening with great interest and with a degree of anxiety, because the last thing we want to see is a Brexit that creates disruption in Europe and also between Britain and Ireland.
Well, and explain what's at stake there when it comes to the possibility of a return to a hard border. We've been talking a lot about this, but for our American audience, why is that such a terrible outcome if we would return to a hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom?
The peace process, which in which Americans played a huge role in 1998, the Good Friday Agreement produced a peace settlement which, among other things, increased the links between North and South in Ireland. And this is part of the dividend of the peace process. And one of those dividends is the fact that since the Good Friday Agreement and the creation of the European single market, the border in Ireland has been totally open and invisible. So, for example, if you travel across the border today, you will not notice you've crossed the border. And we want to keep it like that, because that is one of the dividends of the peace process. And it's very important for us that nothing will be done that would turn the clock back to the days of the past when things in Northern Ireland were so troubled.
So what do you think, or what does Ireland think about the possibility of a second referendum on Brexit in the United Kingdom, which Theresa May, the Prime Minister, says it would be a betrayal of people who voted to Brexit in the first place? But there are former Prime Ministers, including Tony Blair and John Major, who are saying there should be a second referendum.
Well, again, it's not really for me as an Irish diplomat to comment on internal British politics.
But you've got a lot at stake here.
Ireland, in the past, we have on two occasions had a second referendum on a European treaty. And in those cases, what happened was that there was a debate in Ireland after the first referendum, and that debate revealed complexities that perhaps had not been taken on board the first time round, and therefore our Parliament in both cases voted overwhelmingly to have a second referendum, and then we had it, and in each case the result was a yes to the ratification of the particular treaties concerned. But I mean, that is something that that can only be decided by the British Parliament, and I think the less that people from outside of the UK say about it, the better.
Does Ireland have a contingency plan if there is no deal at all and Britain crashes out of the European Union in March?
Well, we very much hope that that will not happen. That would be the worst possible outcome for everyone, for Britain, for the European Union and for Ireland. But yes, we have been working very hard over the past couple of years on contingencies. We've been looking at all options. Our hope is that there will be an agreement, that the two sides will find agreement, and that we will avoid and we will have a smooth and orderly Brexit that would preserve the open border, that would preserve the Good Friday Agreement. It would also preserve our trading relationship with the UK, which is very important to us. So for all of those reasons, we desperately hope that a solution will be found and that the UK will be able to go along with the withdrawal agreement, which is currently on the table.
I want to ask you one more thing. And again, we're talking about possibilities here. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. But one thing that has come up is, you know, is the UK going to be able to hold together? And I guess the question then would be, is it possible that Northern Ireland and Ireland will just form a union and Northern Ireland will eventually leave the UK?
Our government has made its position quite clear, and I'll explain it to you now. There is provision in the Good Friday Agreement of 1998 for a referendum on Irish unity at some time in the future when a judgment is made that there could be a majority in Northern Ireland for unity with the rest of Ireland. Our government has also made it clear that it does not believe that the time is now right for such a referendum. It has argued that that kind of development would actually simply stir the pot in an unhelpful way. And therefore, the priority for us is to deal with the current Brexit issue to ensure that the border on the island of Ireland remains an open border and to leave the issue of unity for the future as provided for in the Good Friday Agreement.
That is Dan Mulhall, who is Ireland's ambassador to the United States. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.